This time last year, students had been sent home for spring break as the coronavirus continued to spread, and many never came back to the classroom. At-home learning was a monumental challenge for many, but some families say they've managed to find value in the changes COVID-19 forced onto their lives. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jeannie Lindsay spoke to a group of families to hear what they've gained in a year largely defined by loss.
Andrea Maltese remembers the buildup to the pandemic. She just wanted to get it over with.
We're practicing on bringing the iPads home. They had the system set up in school. And I was just sort of thinking, okay, let's call it now. Let's just start shutting down, get ahead of this. And it'll probably just be a couple weeks and things will return to normal.
Her two elementary age kids didn't seem worried. She wasn't either until everything changed.
So I remember we were sitting at the dinner table when all the devices started going off, everybody's phone ringing to say it was just like it usually does on a snow day, but it was that we weren't coming back to school the next day.
In the fall, her kids would continue online learning. They had the resources to do it, and she knew other families might need to send their kids to school. The decision about in-person schooling wasn't clear for everyone. Suzanne Godby Inglesby almost sent her first grader back, but when she got details, she wasn't convinced.
We were waiting on the district to send the information and waiting to hear what this was going to look like. And when we got it, the class sizes were going to be pretty large and they were still going to be going back and forth and using the cafeteria. And I didn't feel super confident about that.
It hasn't been easy. Godby Inglesby says she's not sure they've figured out a routine, and it's been a year. But families see more than just challenges. Erica Lee's son doesn't want to go back to school in person, and she sees why. He's used games and technology to customize his work, and his mental health needs have changed. It's been a mixed bag.
He's gotten so much more sleep. He was in therapy for anxiety and was being bullied during recess. And that's all gone away, right? He's had other issues. He's depressed sometimes. He's anxious. He doesn't always want to do what he's supposed to do. And clearly time management issues are going to continue to haunt us. But he has become more independent.
And parents recognize that independence comes with potential benefits. Pam Kukalis likens her son's experience to a sort of trial run for college. She's gained things, too. It's his last year of middle school, and the time they've spent together, she says, has been invaluable.
You know, there was a lot of turmoil going on, so to be able to actually, like, sit and maybe watch some news or look up some news and then talk about it and not feel so frazzled from, you know, being at work or doing something else, just having that sort of time is really been the best thing about this year.
Intense time together during the pandemic means something different for Jessie Wong. Her parents live in China, her daughters are young, and traveling takes a lot of time. After learning they can work from pretty much anywhere, Wong and her husband are making a significant life change.
We've thought about this for a long time and thought if the vaccines are becoming available and our parents are not getting any younger, and it is really hard for us to visit them or for them to visit us. So we finally made the decision of moving to a coastal city on the West Coast where it will be a lot easier to visit families.
And when it comes to the much talked about return to school buildings, whenever that is, some are more apprehensive than others. The challenges and benefits of a year online are different for everybody, and there's no guaranteed end date to the pandemic. But these families do have one more thing in common. They're ready to get back some of the kinds of experiences they missed out on in 2020 and just let their kids be kids again. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jeannie Lindsay.